All right, well, this morning we have from Avera St. Anthony's Hospital, Brandon Stoltz. He is the athletic trainer, and you might see him at area sporting events. And, Brandon, good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, well, first of all, maybe give everybody a brief definition of what an athletic trainer is and what you do.
Well, an athletic trainer is a certified and licensed healthcare professional who practices in the field of sports medicine. We typically work under the direction of physicians and other medical professionals to provide preventative care, emergency response, and rehabilitative care for patients who receive injuries as athletes or while engaging in athletic activities. One of the main things I do is I build relationships with coaches, athletes, and parents, kind of act as a middleman between doctors and athletes, referring them on when needed and kind of playing that middleman, if you will.
Sure. And Brandon, how long have you been an athletic trainer for Avera St. Anthony's?
I've been here for 7 years. Over that time, I've had the privilege of working with a lot of great doctors and healthcare professionals. We do have a great sports medicine team that I currently work with. PA Dean Benson, or orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sig, our podiatrist Dr. Lure, as well as our family practice Dr. Brian Yunt. Our experienced team works together to meet all of our athletes' needs and to get them back on the field playing as quickly and as safely as possible.
You bet. And I know you're busy. How many schools in our area do you cover?
Well, I cover 5 area schools, O'Neill St. Mary's and O'Neill Public full-time. I cover their practices, games, and such. I also do outreach for Summerland Public Schools, Boyd County Schools, and Chambers School.
All right, so you're pretty busy.
Yeah, plenty to keep me going around, that's for sure.
You betcha. And tell us about the services. I know people might see on the sidelines or at a ball game or prior to the game helping athletes, but what services do you provide to the area schools?
Yeah, Scott. Definitely people will see me at the area games, kind of see me around, typically in an Avera polo or something like that. Mm-hmm. I do cover all the home games for the in-town schools that I cover and also the practices as well every day. In the fall, we do some impact testing, which is a baseline test that we give to all of our 7th, 9th, and 11th grade students. It's a computerized neurocognitive test. It's a tool that we use to refer back to when an athlete is recovering from a concussion. In the wintertime, I help out with the wrestling and basketball teams. With wrestling, we have alpha testing, which is a hydration-type testing to keep athletes on a safe descent plan. And then the summertime, which I'm currently doing, we have a sports metrics 6-week summer camp that I put on.
Yeah, so I know they might see some of our athletes headed to and from the sports metric camps. Tell us a little bit about what's involved in a sports metric camp.
Yeah, we've done this. This is our 5th year of actually doing this. Sports metrics camp is a comprehensive jump training program. It combines plyometrics, strength training, and flexibility. It's the only scientifically proven program that reduces the risk of knee injury, increases jump power, and improves leg strength for sports like soccer, basketball, volleyball, pretty much any sport that involves pivoting, cutting, or jumping. It's an excellent program for both girls and boys. This typically starts in June and goes through July. Like I said, it is a 6-week jump training camp with 3 sessions per week. This lasts roughly 2 hours each session. We do offer pre-testing and post-testing at the end, so you can kind of compare your results, see how much you improved. In years past, we've had a lot of kids that are repeat attendees. The results kind of speak for themselves, and they'll tell you that themselves as well. I think the kids get a lot out of it, and it's always a great time to have a lot of those kids there. I really do enjoy watching our athletes progress and develop through camp. It's one of the benefits of my job, seeing how they grow, not only as athletes, but as people through junior high, through high school. It's right. Definitely what makes my job kind of worth it.
So. You bet. Yeah, and Brandon, just for maybe for those athletes out there, obviously you mentioned the schools you cover, but if any athlete does have maybe a symptom or an injury or something that they're not comfortable with, they're always free to talk to you, right?
Of course, yeah. And I'm in touch with all coaches, athletic directors at the area schools, usually all the time. So if anything does come up, usually the athletes are pretty good about letting coaches me and kind of keep us in the loop. But definitely if anything does arise, don't be afraid to reach out and get a hold of me.
All right, Brandon, anything else this morning?
That's it.
All right. We appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day, Scott.
That's Brandon Stoltz. He's the athletic trainer for Avera St. Anthony's Hospital.